not know you, not ye of the temple. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this morning. Let's sing this then. Know ye not, ye of the temple. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Preaching about that today. We know enough about the name now. For 20 something years we've heard about it. But I want you to know why. Why you need baptizing water. How, when, and why. What I'm going to be talking about. How, when, and why. And I want to say that I believe what William Branham said. He said there's three things left to the true believer. Three things. There's communion, which you shouldn't do if you've never been baptized in water and you're not a member. And when I say a member, I don't mean signing your name. I mean baptized in true Christian baptism. That's one of the things we do as a believer. We also do communion on paying our tithes. And we pay our tithes to God. We bring our tithes into the storehouse. So if you earn £100, £10 God's, not yours. If you keep back the £10 of the £100, you've robbed God. That's how you've robbed. Then there's an offering after that, after the tithes. So if you have £1,000, £100 cards. Now there's the three things William Branham says left the church. There's tithes, communion, and water baptism. And I believe many people take water baptism too lightly. We'll just throw them in the water and baptize them. I'm going to go through instructions here this morning, and it's a serious thing to be baptized. It's a serious thing because you have to be living right with God. Also, a misconception, which I don't like to say I've been taught, but people automatically think I've been baptized in water, so I have received the Holy Spirit. That's not true. There's a lot of people that's been baptized properly in water and they've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. People quote Acts 2:38 and promise, repent and you'll be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now that gift is not talking about the baptism. That's eternal life. That is eternal life. You receive eternal life because you're receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now, if you're right, you could get the baptism when you get baptized in water, but you might not. So you can't not make it a hard and fast rule, and I can prove that from the Bible easily. Some were never baptized in water and they received the Holy Ghost. Others were baptized in water and they received the Holy Ghost. So water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, two different things. But you need both of them. The only difference is this. It's a man that takes you down into the water and baptizes you. But it is Jesus Christ that baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. That's the difference. That's a big difference, isn't it? So let's look at this morning. Praise God. One verse. And I'm going to do this like a question. And I'll tell you another thing I'm doing. 45 minutes and I'm stopping. I'm making it a rule for myself. You can follow it. I don't care who's preaching. If you want to preach on, I won't stop you. But for myself, I believe we've had too much preaching. Now you might say, Brother Tom, you're crazy. I sincerely believe around the movement which we're connected with, there's too much preaching. You say, Brother, that's crazy. No! No, it's not. Two and three hour sermons. You will not find that in the Bible with the apostles and even with Jesus. I do not believe people need to preach for 3 and 4 hours. How long can your attention last for in service? 30 or 40 minutes? That's about it. I believe we need to give more time in our meetings. We'll not worry about anywhere else to the Spirit of God to move. Also, I want to pray for Brother Nigel this morning. He's done something on his foot. He's injured. We're going to pray God will heal him. Amen. And anyone else needs to touch with God. Let's read verse 16, just one simple verse. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Let us bow our heads. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your word of truth. For the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that we have this great privilege, which is ours as the people of God, that we can come into this house this morning and freely enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart and praise. We know, Lord, the veil is rent from the top right to the bottom, and the way is made into the holiest of holies. We earnestly pray, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit will take control of this meeting in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for the greater measure of your Spirit to come into our services, to come upon your people, to touch our hearts and lives afresh and anew. Lord, for Brother Nigel, we sincerely pray that you will heal his foot, his ankle. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, make him whole, we pray. Father, for others laid aside sick this morning, may the Spirit of the Lord go upon them. May they be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for any brother or sister that had to work, we pray you'll bless them and strengthen them, and you'll just be with them at this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Lord, unfold your word to our hearts. Help us to know the things you want us to know. Rid us of our own ideas. Rid us of denominational thinking. Help us to think upon the word of God. Lead us by the Spirit. Fill us by the Spirit. Teach us by the Spirit. And, oh Lord, we will be thankful. Lord, I take the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to help me, and I thank you that you do it. In Jesus Christ's name, I bind every devil and every work of the devil and every demon over every home and every life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will cause us to be thinking upon your word this morning, captivated with the word of God and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. I want to say that God's way of salvation is still the same. It's never changed. We hear a lot today about we're in a dispensation and we're in an age where we can come a different way. That is an Antichrist teaching, just to tell you right out. You cannot be saved any different than what you were saved when the apostle was here, when Jesus was here. Jesus set the standard. Except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is the way. First believe, then be baptized. Believing in Christ produces an inward change in our hearts. Being baptized in water is an outward act of obedience by the which we testify the change that has taken place in our hearts. By this act we make ourselves one with Christ in his burial and in his resurrection. We are separated from the old life of sin and defeat. We come out of the water to lead a new life of righteousness and victory, made possible for God's power in us. We want to look at God's word. How, when, and why? We place an awful emphasis on the name. That's good, but I'm not talking about that today. We should know about that by now. That shouldn't even be a debate no longer amongst us. We should know that it is the name of Jesus Christ. We know that. But we need to know why. Now, in Matthew goes to Matthew 3 and 15, what did Jesus himself get? What reason did the Lord himself give for being baptized? Some people say, give me a reason. Well, alright, we'll take the Lord's reason. Amen. Matthew 13 verse 15, to fulfill all righteousness. So if you've accepted the Lord and you want to go on with things of God, then you must fulfill the word of God in your life. To say, I don't need baptized in Christian baptism, you are saying, that's a part I don't need. There's so many things, people that want to follow the Lord, but they're not willing to commit. Commitment's a big thing, isn't it? Brother John mentioned it the other week, even about committing coming to church. You have to make a commitment to come to the house of God. If some of us said, well, we'll not bother going today, then we would hardly have a service at all. It takes commitment. It's like a football team, there has to be commitment. My son, as you know, was heavily involved with football and played at a high level and through his years. But as he got older, he wasn't committed to training. And if you're not committed to training, you'll not be on the team. There has to be a commitment. So Jesus said, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. He was fulfilling the word of God. How did the Holy Spirit show he was pleased when Jesus did this? In Matthew 3 and verse 16, it says the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lightning upon him. Now you say, brother, you just told us, yes, but I want you to listen this morning with your ears open. You've heard it quoted in these meetings many times. He will give the Holy Spirit to them that disobey him. No, to them that obey him.
Now, whether brother or sister this morning sitting here,
and you say, Brother Tom, I just feel it. I've never received the Holy Spirit baptism. I want to tell you, if you're obeying God and the things of God and you're sincere, God will fill you. There's no question about that. You'll be filled. And you'll know you were filled.
Amen.
You won't need to ask the pastor or the deacon or the elder or somebody else. You'll know when you get the Holy Ghost. I can assure you of that. I don't believe you can get it and not know it. You'll know when you've got it. Did you know when you could see it? Certainly you did. And I already told you, the Holy Spirit already moved you to get saved. You couldn't get saved if the Spirit of God didn't move you. So you've already had an experience with the Holy Spirit. Whether you know it or not, you've had an experience. Because the Holy Spirit moved you to get saved. But the baptism of the Spirit's another thing. Just like this water baptism. Now what did God say about Jesus Christ? When you read verse 17 of Matthew. When he was baptized. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Because he was pleased with him. Because he obeyed the word of God. And God will be pleased with you and me as a son and daughter of God. When we obey the word of God. God wants us to obey his word. You know, a lot of people want to follow the Lord. But I'm telling you here in this meeting. When you lay down to them. Certain things they're not willing to do. They're not willing to do it. They want to hold the world in this hand and hold Jesus, and you can't do it. You love the one or hate the other. It's a full surrender. Look back at verse 16 of Matthew. Did Jesus go into the water? The Bible says he went right down into the water. He didn't stand before a minister and he took a wee glass out and he done this over him. No, that's Antichrist. Jesus never got baptized as an infant to save him. There's no scripture for infant baptism whatsoever. No. I'll tell you better than that. Churches take it from circumcision.
Right.
And they preach a doctrine from circumcision. 14-day-old child is circumcised. It's a Jewish law. You know, some of them other false religions do it as well. How many knows that? And they're trying to make it a rule. And there was a whole big thing about it recently where some people are trying to ban circumcision and some people say you can't ban it, it's part of our religion. But you know when Paul the Apostle came, he said it's not the circumcision of the flesh you need, it's a circumcision of the heart you need.
Amen.
And circumcision is a type of cutting back, and a baptism of the Holy Ghost is in type, circumcision, in type. But churches today take infants and they baptize them. Oh, do you know that as young people go to church at a certain age and they have confirmation? Many knows about that.
Yeah.
And they wear a spice of clothes and all. Catholic and Protestant both do it. But you know you've got the Catholics, the prostitute, and the Protestants is a daughter of the harlot. Now you know that's the Bible. And that's absolutely the Bible. And anybody knows that. And I was reading just the other day of a great man in a church years ago. My father mentioned him. His name's gone from. Is it Riley or Rice? But he goes into it in absolute detail. And he shows where they misused the name church. Any call an assembly is a church. We're a church.
No.
Oh, I'm Brian. Well, you would have to be a church to be Brian.
No.
Did you realize that? You say, I'm not the church, I'm the bride. When the church is a called out group.
Amen.
That's why they called them the church in the wilderness, because God called them out.
Amen.
Jesus went right down into the water. And he was baptized. If a person wants to be saved, what did Jesus Christ say he should do after believing the gospel? In Mark 16:16, we read it. He should be baptized. I know a man, he told his wife, I don't need to get baptized. The thief on the cross was never baptized. Well, he didn't get much of a chance to get baptized.
Right.
Did he?
No.
So that there is absolutely nonsense to say that. That's to take scripture totally out of context.
Right.
Bible instructions. Now it shows there's something wrong in somebody's heart when they know they should be baptized and they don't want to do it. Proves there's something not right. I went one time years ago, I was having a baptismal service, and there was a man, when he saw the people coming, he ran away and he never got baptized, and there was a problem there, and that problem manifested. There was a problem. We are to do it as a witness to the world.
Amen.
That's what we're to do it for. What did Jesus tell his disciples to do before baptizing? Matthew 28:19. He told them, teach them. So you're not to just enter into it not knowingly. You're to be taught the word of God. That's why we're having the service this morning, to show why we need baptized. To whom did Jesus Christ send his disciples with this message? In verse 19 of Matthew 28, where did he send them? Just to the local assembly? No, to all nations.
Amen.
Go ye into all the world.
Glory.
Preach this to all nations.
Amen.
This here doctrine is to be preached everywhere.
Amen.
And this is a doctrine we believe here, I'll tell you that. That there is a true Christian baptism, and it's not as an infant, and it's not when you reach a certain age and a minister, whatever they do, I don't even know what all they do. They have a name for it. You'll hear my father when he gave his testimony telling how he promised the minister he'd be a good boy. You know, in certain churches you can have communion before you're even saved. How many knows that? They confirm, he's confirmed his call. You get confirmed, you can. Now that's false teaching. A man cannot have communion till he is born again.
Right.
And if he's really born again, he'll get baptized.
Amen.
And you say, what about paying the tithes? Yes, if he's a man working. Now, let's say he's not old enough. Well, then he can't do it. But when he is old enough. Now, I believe if a person wasn't old enough and they're saved, baptized, they could take communion. If anybody agrees with me. Do you believe it? Fella said one time when he'd go back on alcohol if you give him real wine. William Branham said the message. He said that's hard to prove if he's saved or not. Give him real wine.
Amen.
That's what he said. He said give him real wine, and if he's really saved, he'll not go back to it. Because he's born again, he's changed.
He
says that's how you'll prove it.
Praise
the opposite to what modern theology teaches. What about the man that smoked the fags and he said, oh, Brother Branham, we heard you're going to baptize so-and-so, and he smokes, I don't know how much. And Brother Branham said, I knew it was a challenge, but God had already showed me, and I took him down and baptized him.
Amen.
And he quit smoking.
Glory.
Now, that was a prophet, knew that. Amen. What does Jesus Christ expect people to do after being baptized? Verse 20. He expects you to serve all things that I've commanded you. So the Lord wants us to observe the whole Word of God. Not just a part of it, but the full Word of God. What did Peter, Acts 2:38, what did Peter tell the people to do before being baptized? Repent. Now, you know what repent means. Repent means whatever you're doing is wrong, you better stop it. Now, it doesn't need much explaining. It's simple. Turn around. If you smoke, throw it over the hedge. If you drink, smash it. If you're living in sin, stop it.
Amen.
That's repentance.
Yes.
Now, you don't need counseling. You don't need somebody to spend hours with you. You just need to do it.
Yes.
That's the Bible.
Glory.
And I believe if you follow that, you can't go wrong. Repent.
Amen.
How many people did Peter say should be baptized? All that would really believe should be baptized. Well, you know, he doesn't feel he needs it, she doesn't feel she needs it. Well, where's the Bible for that?
That's right.
These people think that.
That's right.
They say, well, like I've got saved and I don't really need to get baptized. I've heard people say that. Well, it's like I told a fella, you know, the train waits, and I said to them, how far are you wanting to go? You could have a fella that does a wee bit of training, whether it's weights or riding a bike, anything. Right. All right. Any sport you want. You could have a fella that rides a bike because he likes to ride a bike. But you have another fella that wants to compete. Now, the fella that wants to compete won't get away with riding a bike 2 miles up the road and down again. That won't work.
Right.
Not only he'll never win a race.
Right.
He would need to be naturally gifted. But he will have to train himself and dedicate himself. And God wants people to commit. Make a commitment. A dedication to the house of God, to the things of God. Real commitment. Look at Acts 2, verse 41. How did the people act who gladly received God's word? They obeyed it. Look what it says. When they that gladly received this word were baptized, the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They gladly received the word of God. They didn't need nobody to take them down to the water with their arm up the back and say, you need to get baptized.
Right.
They were willing to do it.
Right.
Willing participants.
Right.
Now, look at verse Acts 8, verse 12. What did the people of Samaria do after they believed Philip's preaching? It tells you. But when they believed Philip's preaching, the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
Amen.
When they heard the preaching and they heard the truth, they got baptized. They automatically did it. We look at verse 37 of Acts 8. What did Philip tell the eunuch he must do before being baptized? Believe with all your heart. So you must believe in the Lord with all your heart. Once you believe in the Lord with all your heart, you get baptized. What did the eunuch answer? I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now that was simple. He didn't say, I'll tell you what, here's a list of our doctrinal creeds. And if you don't believe it like this, we can't allow you in. You know there's assemblies, I used to go to one of them, so I know what I'm talking about. You have to sit at the back, and when they could sit you for, I sat for a long time, and still wasn't baptized. And still wasn't allowed to take communion. And I was a fella 15, coming 16 years of age, and they sat me at the back for a long time. And they have to sit you at the back till one of their men sees to it that he thinks you're of the right condition to get in or be baptized, or however you want to say it. But that didn't happen in the Bible. When they believed, they were baptized. You know, we don't need a cool and half period.
No.
That's dangerous. Did you hear what I said? If you're going to get in deep and get in right at the start. It's like I learned to swim. You know how I learned to swim? I went down to the pool here, swimming at the early days, moved, but where it used to be in Bond Bridge. And I'll tell you who took me to the swimming pool, Liam McStraw. How many knows Liam McStraw in here? A couple of people would know Liam McStraw. My father knows him. Irene should know him because he used to sit on his knee in blackjacks. And he used to ask Irene every single week, what's your name? Ian. Why? Because I'm called after Big Ian Paisley.
Amen.
Liam was a Catholic. Every week he would ask him, and every week Ian would tell him.
Amen.
How he got the name. And he'd get a packet of blackjacks for doing it. Not right. But you know, I went down to the swimming pool and they said to me, can you swim? No. And I seen everybody swimming, so I just jumped in the deep end and they drowned it. Somebody had to bail me out. But I was willing to jump in. And God wants some people that's willing to jump in the deep end.
Right.
You know, the Bible talks about waters around the ankle, waters to the knees, waters to the waist. God wants us to wade in completely. God wants men and women to surrender all.
Glory.
Into the deep end. Hallelujah. Waters to swim in.
Glory.
Not just swimming at the edge of the pool. A full commitment.
Amen.
Give it all for Jesus.
Amen.
You see, this Enoch's answer was, I believe in the Lord. Did the Enoch go down into the water? Verse 38 says of Acts 8. Yes, absolutely. Both Philip and the eunuch. And they went down into the water and were baptized. Total submersion.
Amen.
He didn't take a glass of water and sprinkle them.
No.
Potpourri.
Right,
like that. I tell you, when you study it, there's so many people talk about the Antichrist and then they deny him.
That's right.
They deny him. And they're looking for somebody else when he's looking at them and the big hat and all on. Sitting on seven hills with a name, place of God. Vicarious Philidae, and they're looking for somebody else. I'm not. I know. There he is. Sitting on the throne. Everybody here should know him. Amen. Now, how did the eunuch feel after being baptized? Acts 8:39. Listen to this. And he went on his way rejoicing. He felt great. He didn't feel down and gloomy. When you receive the gospel, it's, you know, Sidney Murray said to a fellow one time at the door, he was hunting out books, got into the meeting, he said, if you lend me that face, I'll hunt the house with.
That's right.
He said, he had a big, long, sad face. And he said to him, he said, hi, boy, if you lend me that face, I'll hunt the house with.
That's right.
The Bible says in the book of Acts, when Philip went down to Samaria and preached, there was great joy.
Amen.
Joy. The gospel brings joy. Joy that you're changed your growth. Joy that the weak thing, 3 inches long, called a cigarette, doesn't control you no more. Joy that pornography doesn't rule your life. Joy that drinking doesn't dominate your life. Joy, you're free. Change your growth. Joy. And it doesn't just say joy, it says great joy. Amen. That's why some people would dance about.
Amen.
Amen. Right. We need meetings where we're liberated.
Right.
Do you believe that?
Yes. Amen.
I tell you, liberation, the power of the Holy Ghost flowing in over us.
Right.
Where we don't worry about our neighbor.
No.
Somebody said to Stephen Shelley one time, but what about a bit of, it could be some wildfire. He quoted them where William Branham said, I'd rather have a wildfire, no fire.
Glory.
Amen. I didn't get to reading it on Wednesday night, but I was going to. Where the prophet talks about the turtle. And he says he slopped it and he done everything with it and he couldn't get that turtle to move. He tried everything, hit it with stick, hit it with sand, he done everything. So he decided he lit a fire under it.
Glory!
He says when he lit a fire under it, he moved.
Glory!
We need a fire lit under us. Get us to move sometimes. Amen.
Right.
May the Lord sanctify.
Glory.
Praise God. Now look at Acts 10, verse 44 and 48. After Cornelius and his friends had been saved and had received the Holy Ghost, what did Peter command them to do next day? They had already received the Holy Spirit and they'd never been to water.
Yes.
Amen. Right. Now this is a problem when people set foundational facts that's not foundational facts. Understand what I'm saying. We believe and been baptized, but you can receive the Holy Spirit ever before you reach water.
Amen.
And you might have been baptized in water baptism 10 years ago and never received the Holy Ghost. That's the case, you need the Holy Ghost. And if you've already received it, still go ahead and get baptized. You see what I'm saying? Let me read you verse 44 to 48. Acts 10. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as come with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So now listen, you cannot rip these out and put your idea in. Don't touch the word of God. Leave it alone.
Amen.
They spoke in tongues and magnified God.
Amen.
So many places they've done it. And you can't change that. We're not going to. We believe it. We're going to amen it. The word of God. Now look at this. Because then on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So they got the baptism, then they got the water.
Amen.
I tell you, I think that's wonderful.
Amen.
I know the Pentecostal movement, not the experience, because
Amen.
People don't touch the experience. Pentecost, it's real. There is a movement of it that you could say is false. That's fine. We're not worried about that.
Right.
We're not in it.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
There's a genuine tongues and there's the genuine gifts of the Spirit of God.
Glory.
And I'll tell you, Paul says, comfort them earnestly.
Amen.
And forbid not to speak in tongues.
That's right. Glory.
That's what Paul said. Amen. And we know William Branham said, I preach what Paul preached. Mm-hmm. 15 more minutes and I'm closing. I told you, I'm not going over. What did the Philippian jailer and his family do after believing Paul's message? Acts 16, verse 29 to 33. Let me read you. Then he called for a light and sprang in and come trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord unto all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, sat them at the bank for a month. No. And washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his house, straightway. Immediately. See it? He never gave them a month. He baptized them there and then. Don't wait. Get it. And actually, don't wait for the Holy Spirit either. Seek God for it.
Amen.
Seek the Lord for it. Look at Acts 19, 4 to 5. What did the disciples at Ephesus do after believing Paul's message? Then said Paul, John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe in him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. He rebaptized them. Because it's a new message. See, John's message was looking to the Messiah coming. We're not looking to the Messiah coming as in earthly, the cross, he's come. We're looking for second coming, yes.
Amen.
But Jesus' earthly ministry, he came, he's been crucified, he's risen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit's already poured out. You can receive it by faith.
Right.
God can give you it right away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You say, I haven't had it yet. Keep praying till you get it.
Glory.
I'm serious. I had in the Spirit, I locked myself in my room at home and I prayed till I got it. I was took to Pentecostal assembly with my Uncle John here. I heard about the Holy Spirit. I saw the Holy Spirit moving. I went home. I locked myself in the bedroom. I prayed and I sought God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm serious. I wasn't playing games. I had a friend, my mother and father can tell you, they came to see me in the garden. I chased them all home. I told them, there's no more hunting with dogs today. I need to seek God. I threw my hands up. I said, it's all over. I went up in there. I don't know how long I spent. It was the evening. I didn't come out until the next morning anyhow. But God felt me. God felt me. And I was already saved. I knew I was saved, but I wanted the baptism. And God gave me the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you, it is a power you need in your Christian life, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, I know I'm meant to be preaching about water baptism, but that's an extra. Amen. Now, here's the key verse. I want you to listen this closely. Romans 6, verse 4. Through which two experiences do the believers follow Christ when they're baptized? Listen this closely. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. This is the real meaning of Christian baptism. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. His burial. So when we go into the waters of baptism, we are saying to the world, I'm dying with Jesus. When we come out, we're saying, I'm resurrected with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm a new creature.
Right.
You're not ashamed to let everybody know.
Right. Amen.
Not afraid of it. Look at Colossians 2:12. Buried with him in baptism. We're also, ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. Who have raised him from the dead. Resurrection.
Amen.
So you're identified with him in his burial. And you're identified with him in his resurrection. That's what water baptism is all about. Not just making an emphasis on the name. We know that part's right. How we do it in the name of Jesus Christ. But this is what it's for. So that you're buried with him and you're raised with him.
Amen.
New creature in Christ Jesus. How does Paul say believers should live after being baptized? Romans 6 and 4 tells you. walk in newness of life.
Amen.
You'll be different than you were before.
Right.
You will walk in newness of life. Sometimes it's a lonely walk. Sometimes it's a hard. Let me tell you that. But the Lord's with you.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
That's right.
For he said, now remember, your friends could leave you. You might think you have a good friend, but they could let you down. I know what I'm talking about. When I was in the world and serving the devil, I had big mates. I thought they were great mates. But you see, when I got locked away in jail, they never came once to see me, not even once.
Right.
It devastated me. I was devastated. These big tough fellas, and they couldn't come to jail to see me once. But Jesus came.
Amen.
And the Lord will never let you down. And you remember, no matter how low you get, you can turn to your best friend. And your best friend is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He's your friend above your wife or your husband or anybody. Jesus Christ is your best friend. He's the one and only top. He's the top one. Even between a man and a woman, yes, they love their wives, husband or wife. Yes, we know that. But Jesus is number one.
Amen.
He wants all your love. And he gives you all his. God so loved the world. Is there any difference of different races that's been baptized? Galatians 3, verse 26 to 28. For ye are the children of God by faith in Christ. For as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, 26, 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bought nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. So whether you were born in a Protestant home or a Catholic home, if you come to Jesus Christ, you're saved.
Amen.
Thank God when a brother mentioned it, but that woman getting saved when she saw the wee badge. I had my wee badge. I can't find it. You know, I always would have word of Jesus saves. I don't know where I've lost it. Then I used to have another one. Jesus is alive.
Amen.
This is a new one. I found this one. You can't get these hardly anywhere, but I got this one. Savior, healer, baptizer in the Holy Ghost and coming King. You know, everywhere I go, people look at it. But I live the facts I believe.
Yeah.
I honestly believe them. They're our foundation facts.
Right.
I'm closing in a moment. Might even be 45 minutes. Are you enjoying it?
Amen.
Get these scriptures down. Romans 6 and 4 is your main scripture, boys.
Amen.
That's just what it's all about. You're going under, you're dying, and you're called out. You're a new creature. You're testifying.
Amen.
Let's look at two pictures of water baptism through the Old Testament. And I've looked at another version. Hope that's all right. Don't put arguing with me at the end now. But it's just to place a point. Now look at this. Let's look at this. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 to 2. Moreover, brethren, I would not have that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Exodus 14, verse 21 to 22. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong wind and all that night, and all the sea dry land. And the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the other hand and on the left side. The Israelites passed through the Red Sea, a type. It is a type. God brought them through. They passed through. And you're passing through the waters. It's not a type you're doing it, but this is a type. See, all we're saying and what this is talking about is that you can preach water baptism from the Old Testament. That's what it's showing you. How many knows that? Now somebody's just looking at me. Now I know, now let me clarify this. I have to clarify this. Some people misquote this scripture. And they say there they could baptize Moses' name, and then they baptize in another man's name. That's false teaching. Does people do that? That's absolutely false. Jesus Christ is the way. We have saw so many scriptures to prove this. Isn't that right? That's only a type. Now look at also 1 Peter 3, 20, 21. Which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering God waited in the days of Noah, While the ark was preparing, wherein that is each soul received by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth now also save us, not the putting away the filthy flesh, but the answer of God, a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So they were saved by water. And people preach a doctrine. How many knows the one that's preached? Water baptism unto salvation. That's what they preach. You say there's no oneness about here. They're not far from here. And they came to our meetings once. Does anybody remember that? Sang at the front and all. Hughes brothers remember that. And they tried to get me signed up. Did you know that? Sponsored by 180 churches. Did you know that too? Oh yes. Well, know this as well. The Lord showed me the night before he came. In a dream. That this certain man was coming and what he would ask and say. And another man came to me, spoken to him, prophesied and told him the same thing. And they came to our service when we were in the old schoolhouse. And I was preaching from Acts 2:38, so they've come to the conclusion they're the same as us. But we're not. Because we do not believe water baptism saves you. We believe Jesus Christ does that. Through his blood. We believe water baptism is obedience to the word.
Yes, amen.
Now let me read you this out of this here, just to get this right. Because this verse can be confusing to some people and Peter here. Who once were disobedient when the great patience of God was waiting in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is 8 persons, Noah's family, were brought safely through the water. Corresponding to that rescue through the flood, baptism, which is an expression of the believer's new life in Christ, now saves you. It is an expression of the new life in Christ. In other words, you're being obedient to Christ's word when you get baptized. But Jesus Christ's faith in him saves you. I want to really make a point of that. Because some people preach that if you're not baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you're lost. False teaching. You're doing it as obedience. You're already saved. How many knows you're already saved even if you're not baptized in water? But you do get baptized in water, as we've shown, as an act of obedience. Not by removing the dirt from the body, but by the appeal to God for a good, clear conscience. Demonstrating what you believe to be yours through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You're demonstrating. You're following the full word of God. You could read in Genesis 6 and the 7. Here's a key verse. I'm reading it one more time and I'm closing. Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with them by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. Now if somebody's to get baptized and couldn't come, get the tape, whatever, let them hear it. So they'll understand it. I think it's clear. Is everybody clear? You're doing it because you want to follow the word of God. And the Lord will bless you for it. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, when we come to baptizing, you believe you're going to get it. And if you've already been baptized in water and you still don't feel you've received the Holy Spirit, I want you to still pray that you get it. It's important that you get it. Now Wednesday night we're talking about the Holy Ghost. And we're going to continue. We're not stopping. Just we're on the roll and we're going to keep on going. And then we're going to see one of these Wednesday nights the results. The results of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you cannot tell me there's no results. Some people are preaching today there's no results with. I don't agree with that. I believe there's results.
Amen.
Let's stand our feet. I'm going to pray and a brother's going to come. The Lord bless each one. As soon as we get the thing arranged, by the Lord's grace, we're going to have a water baptism. But here's one. You know where we used to go? Now, we baptized a lot of people there. But they won't let us go now there no more without insurance. And the Christians that own it. So there it is. When I first started, I took people to Belly Shell and swimming pool. I baptized 10 one night and 14 another night.
That's quite a time ago. But we'll get somewhere. Plenty of rivers about. I went with a fella once in Scotland, and he decided he wanted to baptise a fella. And it wasn't Brother Ron, it was another pastor in Scotland. You can guess who it is. But anyhow, good brother. But there was snow and ice on the ground. Here's cold, but Scotland's colder, isn't it? And he took them down, and honestly, I thought he was going to kill them. They near froze. I near froze. No, he was definitely genuine enough. Then in Africa, I baptized people, and the water was absolutely, you wouldn't want to see it. Just like mud. And God really touched them because they were sincere. And we're going to do it by the Lord's grace. Don't forget tonight, Brother Ian, sharing his testimony and bringing the word of God. Come along, bring somebody with you. Let's close our eyes, lift our hand up to the Lord. If you have a need, you pray for you are. That God will meet your every need. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. For your word is the truth. And it will not return unto you void, but accomplish the thing in which you send it to prosper. Lord, I pray you bless your word to all of our hearts. For those that want water baptism to follow your word and follow you, Lord, I pray you'll bless them and be with them and strengthen them. Pray especially for those that are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. May you visit that brother, that sister. May you fill them with the Holy Spirit. And for us that's been baptized, fill us again. Many baptism, but Lord, there's one baptism, many fillings. We want filled again. Lord, fill us again, we pray. Bless the service this morning. And bless your people till we would meet again in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray again for the needs. Those laid aside, may you touch them and heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ, for those that have the work, bless them and strengthen them. And Father, just have your way, we pray. We commit it all to thee in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. God bless you. Just let me say quickly, a brother contacted me. There's a brother coming in to preach. Have I wanted him, but we just don't have the finances at this time to have a brother come over to preach. But Brother Brian's coming in October, so we're praying. And we hope with the offerings and everything, there'll be a bit more money by then. When the Brother Brian comes, and we're going to make a big effort, we're going to have special meetings. I want you to pray for it. He's not coming now until the 2nd of October, which is a Wednesday. I'm lifting him at dinner time. He says he'll go all right to preach at night. So we're going to have the service, and then he goes home on the following Tuesday. Pray especially for these meetings. Go and advertise them, see who'll come, and the Lord bless each one.